Okay, we go five short ideas for Parshas Tazria Metzora, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. What a special Shabbos. Our learning should be Luli Nishmas. My grandfather was Yerzer Yitzchav Vav Nisan tonight, Reuven Ben Chaim. Also should be Yitzchus for Fushel for Yaakov Avram Ben Shlem Alea. Beso Shechal Yisrael and Fuas and Yeshuas to all those who need in the Chamos for the protection and for the comfort for all those families. Here we go. The first idea comes to us from the Divrei Tzohar. We have three Torahs from Tar Parshas Tazria and two from Parshas Metzora. The first time from these are Divrei Tzohar Moshitz, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Dal. And the Pasuk says, "Shlosha Yom and Shlosha Yom and Teisha have been made Tahara." Right, when a woman gives birth to a male, to a female, the Chol Kodesh Shel Sigol Al Mikdash Shel Sova Al Malos Yemei Tahara. She's not come anything holy. She can't touch. She can't come. And Rashi says she's not allowed to eat any of the truma. Very good. It says the Divrei Tzohar Moshitz. What's the deeper idea over here? Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga means when it comes to Kedusha matters, when it comes to holy matters, make sure that you always have the proper intentions. When it comes to the Torah and the davening and your chesed, make sure you're not doing it for the wrong reasons. Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga, make sure you don't have your own negias in there. Have a zar be yoseh shah Kedusha when it comes to holy matters. Bechol Kodesh. Says the Moshe to Rebbe, when it comes to holy manners, davening to learning, you're not just learning and davening because it's the cool thing, or because you're putting a jacket, because everyone's putting a jacket on, or you're davening because you want to be in that crew. No, I daven and learn because I want to do the right thing. You don't want to teach Torah because they call you Rebbe, he says over here. You learn to learn and teach because you love Torah, you want to spread HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. That's what exactly what the words low when it comes to Kedusha matters, when it comes to Chol Kodesh, Lo Sigo, when it comes to holiness, make sure you don't have your own negias. And I saw a beautiful added idea from Rav David Weinberg in his new, brand new Sefer, Birth of the Spoken Word, Personal Prayer is the Goal of Creation. You can get it, on Amazon, or you can Google it, you'll see it. So Moshe Tzvi Weinberg's brother, Rav David Weinberg, beautiful, beautiful Sefer. So he writes, when it comes to davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask him for things. There's two ways to ask. You could ask him, Hashem, help me find my spouse, have a child, get a raise, understand shir, or give a great shir. Or get a little more sincere, a little more Kodesh, a little more Kedusha in your Kedusha. And say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I'm being honest with you, I really want a spouse because I want someone to take care of me. When I'm really, I should want to take care of someone else. My friends all have babies. My younger sister has a job. My chavrusa seems to understand she without any effort. I want people to think I'm smart. At the end of the day, be truthful to the Rabbonu Shalom. Don't just say, oh, this and that. At the end of the day, we have to understand, we want a Kadosh Baruch, give me a wife so I can build a Jewish home. Can I have a chavrusa so I can be able to learn Torah? Help me have children so I can build a Yiddish anachas? I don't want people to think I'm smart. I want to be able to learn Torah, be teach Torah, because at the end of the day, when it comes to Kedusha matters, says the Majlis and says Rav David Weinberg, when it comes to Kedusha matters, it's got to be with no negias, without any personal intentions, it's got to be in a pure way. Kind of reminds me of Simcha Bonim, setting Sedek Teredov. Rabbi said Parsha Shoftim, I believe. When it comes to tzidkus, Sedek Teredov, you have to do it in a holy way. Now, for now, moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes from the Baal Shem Tov, HaKodesh, Yud Gimel Mem Hei, Vatzeru Asher Bo HaNega Begodav Yiprumim Veroshi Yiparua V'Hasofam Yata V'Tome Tome Yikra. Right? The person who gets saras because he spoke Lashon Hara, Rashi, the whole basically, though, Rashi says, at the end of the day, you have to shave off his head and all these things, and he has to proclaim Tome Tome Yikra. And Rashi says the famous words. Why does he have to say Tome Tome Yikra? Because he should tell people and they should stay away from him. He should stay away from that, like he has a virus, Rachman Al-Tzlan, and they should stay away from him. Says the Baal Shem, that's such a beautiful Yisod. You want to know why he has to say Tome Tome Yikra? Because he wants to be able to daven. He can't just daven for himself. He has to tell his sorrows, to tell his pain and anguish to others, and therefore they'll be able to daven for him, and he'll be zocha to have Rachma Shemayim. Kind of the Baal Shem Tov kind of says, the reason why he's in this place, in the first place, because he didn't appreciate people. If he didn't appreciate people, now he has to go out of his way and to beg them to be able to daven to their Bonasham. Tomei, Tomei Yikra. He's going to be able to get them to daven for him. And then it'll be Zocha through their tefillos of Zocha to have a refuah. It's exactly what the Baal Shem Tov says here. He says Tomei, Tomei Yikra in order not to just to tell them to stay away, in order for them to give for him to be able to get them to daven, to create this koch of achdus, the koch of unity. Kind of reminds me a little bit, obviously during Tzvias HaOmer, this is something that we're very, very crucial on when it comes to achdus and unity, and what's going on in the world. It's very, very important these days. But how crucial is, I think we said this to Tiferes Shlomo last year, when it comes to the Kohen has to come, Right, the pasuk says in Yud Gimel Beis, "V'huvel Aaron Hakohen ol Acham Yibanam Hakohanim." It has to be brought to Aaron Hakohen or to one of the children of the Ruach Hakohanim. And it says the first Shema, "Why Davka and Aaron Hakohen?" Because Aaron Hakohen he has in his genes, and his children have in his genes that he was an Orv Shalom, a Rodev Shalom, and only someone who is a love peace and pursues peace and loves people can actually come and purify someone from all of their pains and from all their tzaras. Says it to Rav Shlomo, the Aaron HaKohen is the living model of Achdus. That's why the person who has Saras has to be cleared and checked out Daka from the Kohen, because the Kohen has the Kedusha of the Achdus from Aaron HaKohen, who is the Oiv Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Perek Aleph, mentioned in Mishnah Yubez, I believe, in Pirkei Avos, Kolech HaAchdus. Beautiful Adiv and Baal Shem Tov, Rav Shlomo. Moving on to Adiv number 3. Adiv number 3 comes to us from the founder of the Muslim movement, we saw Salanter. The Pasuk says in Perek Yugimah, Pasuk Nam Vav, as long as he has the mark of leprosy, as long as he has saras, he's unclean, he's tameh, he has to remain alone. He should be outside the camp. And Vishal Salanter, there's a story here, and what happened was in the year 1848, an epidemic erupted in Vilna. The Jews of the city, in keeping with the time-honored tradition, began to examine their past deeds, searching for their sinful act that would have brought such a terrible calamity. One of the townspeople approached Vishal Salanter and told him about a neighbor's reprehensible behavior. Bissol Salanter said, Chazal tells that Saraz, leprosy, comes as the punishment of Lashon Hara. And as part of the punishment, the Metzora was banished from the entire camp of the Jewish people. The Torah is thereby telling us, Chevra, if you are such an expert at detecting shortcomings, leave the camp and isolate yourself. Go and discover your own flaws and vices. At the end of the day, Bissol Salanter telling us, you want to know what Badat Yajav Michutz Amachan Moshava means? You have the audacity now to be able to see and search and seek other people's wrongdoings. Now the punishment to go stay home. Go stay home and look at your own flaws and your own things and be able to understand you got to look internally. Instead of looking externally, look internally. Look into yourself to see what you can bring out. I know from my own Rebbeim, Rav Moshe Weinberger and Rabbi Eric Cohen, two different messages. Rav Weinberger said, at the end of the day, it's a lechachila to be home. We're not to get into the negative. We're not going negative. So I'm not going why this. Anyone said that the reason why this whole virus happened, I can't listen. That's not Mishapi curses. It's not for us. Rav Weinberger said the bonus wants us to be home. It means that to focus on our mishpacha, to focus on our personal relationships with each other, with our family, to focus, to yearn, to be together as a community, not just to be able to. Obviously, we miss being in shul, we miss being in school and yeshiva. But at the end of the day, to understand it's lechachila to be home. It's lechachila to have for that metzorah is to be able to look inwards. And the way my Rebbe, Rabbi Aryeh Cohen said, he says, maybe you know why the Rabbonu Shel, maybe one thing we could take out of this? Because how much more are we going to appreciate when we're going to appreciate other people? Now we're going to be able to go to shul and have a tanz at a bar mitzvah or at a simcha. We're not just going to be sitting on the sidelines during a wedding, the first wedding we have. We're going to mamash appreciate. So the reason why we're mamash badar yashav michutz amachana is because maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Rabbi Cohen, he wants us to be able to work on our avas Yisrael, to yearn and to seek and to have that ultimate appreciation to be around society and community. And that's really what Yisrael Salanter was saying here. Yisrael Salanter was telling the people of the community, stop looking at other people and start looking internally. And Rav Weinberger said it, we have to do it b'simcha l'chachila. This is the Moron Shomantz. Rabbi Cohen says, the tafkot, being able to appreciate, be part of the community, be part of society as well. Beautiful idea from Yisrael Salanter, and Rav Weinberger, Shlita, and Rabbi Cohen, bringing you back to us Jews in 2020. Moving on to idea number 4. So now jumping in to Parshas Metzorah, Perek Yudalad, Pasuk Dalad. Perik Yudala Pasuk Gimel, excuse me. The Al Shulchan Kodesh has a beautiful insight. Meaning Nirpa Negad Saras Minat Sarua. He has to determine the Saras was healed from the person who has Saras, right? The Kohen has to come and has to determine whether it changed or not. And says the Al Shulchan, it seems to be very superfluous. Why it just say Vini Nirpa Negad Saras? What does it mean? Vini Nirpa Negad Saras Minat Sarua from the person who has Saras? What's the deeper idea here? And says the Al Shulchan Kodesh, the deeper idea is beautiful. He said that maybe sometimes we could think that Saras is not a disease that's spiritual. It's just a disease that's natural causes and affliction of supernatural origin. At the end of the day, it has nothing to do with our spirituality. Says the Al Shulchan Kodesh, a person has to realize when he gets Saras, the only way to heal is dafka through tshuva. So what is the kohen coming to determine? He's coming to determine if the tzaras was healed by the metzora himself. He's coming to see if the metzora actually internalized the message, if he got the message, if he did it, if he did tshuva. Not that he just said, oh, it'll go away after 7 days, and it's just a natural thing. No, the kohen comes dafka to see if the person who got tzaras, min hatzaruah, if he actually internalized the message, if he got, at the end of the day, if he got the message from the Rabbeinu Shem. And if you look in the Mor v'Shemesh, the beginning of Metzora, it says here, at the end of the day, why does the Rabbeinu Shem bring Saras to someone? And why does the Dafka say with the word Vihine? Right? Vihine, we know, is Vihine is as El Lashon Simcha. Right? Chazal tells Vihine Lashon Simcha. What's the Vihine Nirpa? Says the Mor v'Shemesh. When a person does tshuva, he can't do it b'atzvus. It's got to be done b'simcha. Right? There's a difference between atzvus and shiva salev. Atzvus, sadness, leads to more sin. But shiva salev, brokenness, and a broken heart leads to simcha. It leads to joy. Rabbi Nachman talks all about this. And that's what he says over here. Vihine, right? We say by the pasuk by Arunka, Vihine, Arun Achicha, Vara Samach Belibo. The person that does real tshuva, it's Daka not tshuva b'simcha. So that when the Kohen comes, says the Ashach, HaKadosh, the person is not just coming to be able, the Kohen's not just coming to say if it changed, coming to see if he internalized the message. But the more of Hashem says, you want to know you have to do tshuva, it's got to be done tshuva b'simcha, Vihine. That you learn something from it, and you yearn for it, and you did it with joy, you did it with passion, with energy. That is the whole Indian of what it means to do tshuva. Not just doing tshuva because we're scared, doing tshuva because we ultimately love the Rebbeinu Shem and we want to be bigger and better Jews and better human beings. A beautiful insight from the Ashrich and the more of Hashem Shmungan to the final, fifth and final idea. Fifth and final idea comes from my grandfather's Rebbe, the Kiddush Asin, above the Zuchus Ignalinu, who was killed by the Nazis in Mach Shemam. So the Pasuk says, in Perek Yedalat, Pasuk Lamedar, Lamehei, Ki Chazavol, Arotz, Kanan, Ashani, Nosein Lachem, Lachuzah, Venasati, Negar, Tzaraz, Bebez, Arotz, Lachuzah, Lachem, you're going to come in, you have to, kind of going to come into the land, Uba, Asher, Lo, Abayis, Vigil, Akoyin, Lamar, Ken Negar, Lir, Bibli, Babayis. You have to call to tell the Koyin that it looks like there's a Nega on my house. Says the Baba Varebi in Ish Kodesh, is a very similar idea. You know, Rashi says, why do you say Rashi says Ken Nega? Kenega, because the Amorites, the Amorim, hid gold within the walls. And it might look like on the outside that that's bad, but really down deep it's really good. Says the Baba Varebi, the Kiddush Asin, a beautiful idea. Why it's Kenega? We know the Gemara and Brachas tell us the famous principle, Kol ma da'avir rachman al-tav avid. Anything that happens to us is really for the best. Right? Gams with the toiva, everything. And anything that looks bad is just Kenega. It just looks like it's bad. But we know down deep that it's really good. We know that deep, that's really, that's why you have to say kinnega. Why kinnega? Because even if it looks like bad, it's ultimately for the good. And the Kiddush Asiyam, I said this at my son's bris a few weeks ago. He says, by this, what's the vihi that stood up for us? The vihi, the Baba Rebbe says such a beautiful insight on amuna and a belief in the Rabbeinu Shem. He says, how could it be that in every generation, God, at the hold of a door, they go after us. What's the medicine? What's the potion for us to be able to have? And he says, just look at your past. Look, the cholpam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyadam. Look at your past. And that'll help you with your help. That'll help you with your present and your future. That'll help you with the virus in 2020 and our worries, or financial worries, or this and that. Look in your past and look how the Rabbeinu Shem helped you out of that problem. How the Rabbeinu Shem helped you in the past. That'll help you in the present and the future. It says it's a nechama. Shemchol devador omdem leinu l'chanal sinah al-Kadosh Baruch Hu matzlinu miyodim is a nechama to you. Look how in the past HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved you. Look at them, able to make sure they have that emunah and faith in their Baruch Hashem. And that's what we just says. It says the Kedushasiyon, kinega. It just looks like a nega, but really down deep, it's mamash, the biggest kiss. And we know their Baruch Hashem, even when the things look bad, it really, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And that's what he says, by the way, v'yisha amda to mamash, hold on to that emunah and be tachon faith. Just like in the past it all worked out, in the present and the future, it all will work out as well. Meretz Hashem, let's just review these five ideas. The first idea we said from the Divrei Yisrael, Majetz B'chol Kodesh Lo Sigo, when it comes to holy matters, make sure you have no negiyas. Make sure you don't have your own personal intentions in there. That's what Rav David Weinberg says, when it comes to daven, don't just daven, I should get married, I should be able to be, I should learn, I should be smart. I want to get married, so I can build a Jewish home. I want to be able to be a Tam Chacham, I want to be daven to you, I want to be close to you, Hashem. I want to feel your love. Make sure when it comes to holy matters, we don't have our own personal intentions in there. Make sure we do it tzedek tirdof, sazrub simchabanim. Make sure we do the righteous things in a righteous way. So the second idea is from the Baal Shem Tov Tomei Yikra and Yud Gimel Mem Hei. Well, the Baal Shem Tov Rashi says he has to be able to tell people so people stay away. The Baal Shem Tov says no, he has to get other people to daven for him. At the end of the day, the reason why he's in this mess in the first place is because he didn't appreciate people. Now he has to get other people to daven for him, and that'll bring the Racham Shemayim. And that's what Tefer Shlomo says earlier in the Parsha, Yogim Obeys, V'huva al Aaron HaKohen. Why did you have to Dafka bring to Aaron HaKohen and one word to his children? Because they were the channel of love, the channel of Achtus. And when at the end of the day, they are the only ones to be able to say, oh, he's Torah. He gets what it means to be the part of a klal, the part of Achtus, because they lived and breathed Avos Yisrael. Beautiful insight about Shem Tov and Tver Shlomo, but the Koyach HaLachtos. The third idea, we saw Solanter, Yogimel Membav, Bodar Yeshem, Michus HaMachana, Moshovo. And when a person is Tameh, he has to live by himself, but he has to be completely quarantined, that's the word nowadays. And so Solanter told the Chevra in 1848, when they had a pandemic in Vilna, he said at the end of the day, people are so busy about looking at other people. When the Chodesh Baruch Hu wanted the Baal Tzaruah, he wanted him to stay home. He wanted him to take an internal check to look inside of himself. Rav Amigdal Shlita says it's a lechachila to be home. Don't think that it's a bidiyah. It's a lechachila to be home, to look internally. Obviously to look internally, but it's got to be done b'simcha, with tremendous simcha. Rabbi Arya Kohn, my other Rabbi, said exactly, and we're going to start, maybe we're going to, Baruch Hashem wants us to be home because we're going to start appreciating the people outside of our home. Obviously to work on so much on our families and our patience and our love and care with our family at home, but to understand how much more we're going to appreciate our families, our friends, and our communities outside. Be able to make sure we don't just waste this time, be able to use it appropriately and to take an internal check, says Rav Yisrael Solanter, Rav Amigdal Rabbi Kohn. The fourth idea is the Ashal HaKadosh, Vine Nirpa Nega Tzaras Minatzarua. Minatzarua is extra. What's Minatzarua? The coin has to come to check to see if the Baal Tzaras got the message, if he internalized the message, or if he just went along with the message. If he got the message, that's what the coin comes to see. If he got the message and he did tshuva, if he did do tshuva, and the more of a Shemesh says on the Parsha, what's the simcha here? The simcha, because tshuva has to be done by simcha. If it's done by atzvas, it just leads to another sin. You have to have a shivul naamik, you have to feel bad about it, and that's going to lead to simcha, that'll lead to ultimate true simcha, ultimate true real tshuva, because real tshuva comes from brokenheartedness, not sadness. Real brokenheartedness leads to simcha, and that's in v'hinei nirpa. Beautiful idea from the Ashach and the Marv Shemesh. Finally, the fifth and final idea, the two Kiddush HaSiyon. The first Kiddush HaSiyon, why does it say ken nega? So Rashi says, because the Amorim, the Moites just they put gold within their walls, and they would strip the walls of the house. They would see the gold buried in there. But it says the Baba Rebbe called the Rachman Tavavid. Gemara Brachas tells us that anything that happens for the best. Kinega, even when things look like they're nega, we just say kinega, because when we know down deep that anything that happens to in our lives, everything is a kiss from the Rabbon Hashem, and that's what the Kiddush Kiddushim told us by Vehisha Amda Bechodover Dorj Amda Omed Alein Alchalosinu. How does it help me with your present and your future? Because the Chodesh Baruch just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped our past, our friends and our families in the past, so too he'll help me now. And when a person has suffix, when a person has sfeikim nowadays, you look in your past, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilinu Miyodom, that'll help you with your future, with your present and your future as well. What a beautiful insight of Munah and Bitachon. Bezos Hashem, we should be zochah to take these five ideas on making sure that our avodah, our kedushah, our Torah, and our learning and our daven and our chesed is mamish pure and done in a kodesh way, kodesh of achdus, caring and loving other people, taking the advantage of this alone time of being by ourselves to do tshuva besimcha, and have a munu bitachon nirbon shom, and everything that happens to us is mamish a kiss, mamish nirbon shom. Everyone should have a safe and easy and good week in Mitzvah Hashem.